Hey, yesterday we were looking at the book of Luke, and the story we were looking at is a very familiar story. And the reason I'm looking at the story is because I want us to see there's a lot of times that we think to ourselves, well, if I pray for someone else, does my prayer really have any effect? What's the power in my prayer? Because ultimately, you know, that person has to make their own choice. I can pray all that I want, but if somebody's addicted to drugs, I can pray all I want, but they've got to make their choice. So sometimes we feel like, well, there's really nothing that we can do, that our prayers are powerless. And what I want you to see today is that that is just absolutely not the case at all. Your prayers do have power. Your prayers do make a difference. Does that person ultimately have their own choice to make? Absolutely. But just because they have their own choice to make doesn't mean that we should stop praying. In fact, the contrary, and the story we're looking at from Luke chapter 5 shows us the power of the faith and the prayers, the faith of others for people who have needs. And the story, of course, is the story of Jesus healing the paralytic. This is Luke chapter 5, starting in verse number 17. Now, it happened on a certain day that as he was teaching, speaking about Jesus, that there was Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop, and they let him down on the bed through the tiling in the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered, and he said to them, "Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." So a lot of times, and this we touched on yesterday, a lot of times when we read that particular portion of Luke, we read that and we say, well, see, people don't have to have. It's not required that they have their own faith. Because clearly we can see here that it's the faith of the friends that gave him his deliverance. But that's not the case at all. In fact, when you read that, Jesus was obviously touched. He was obviously moved by the faith of these friends of the paralytic. So much so that he said, I mean, it says in verse number 20, he saw their faith and he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." Now, as soon as he said that, was the man healed? Did the man get up? Did the man walk? No. See, the faith of the friends, and we'll see why that's important. We'll see the importance of the faith of friends. We'll see the importance of our faith for others. When we pray, we'll see the importance of our prayers of faith, us believing when we pray that our prayers have impact and make a difference in people's lives. We'll see that in just a few moments. But here we're looking and we see that these friends, they had faith, and their faith touched Jesus. But even when Jesus said, "Man, your sins are forgiven you," the man still wasn't healed. He didn't pick up his mat and walk at that point. It wasn't until verses later that Jesus says to him directly and put him in a position to challenge his faith. Because it had to take every bit of faith for that man, that paralytic. He'd spent his whole life being paralyzed. Why even try to move any muscles? Why even try to get up? It'd be pointless. Logically, there's no reason to even try. But Jesus put him in a position where he said, "Get up. I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." Now, if that man didn't have any faith, he wouldn't have tried. His mind would have said, you know, it's never worked before. It can't possibly work now. And he wouldn't have tried. But there was something. It took faith to even try to get up. It took faith to try to do what he had never been able to do before. Jesus put him in a place, in a position, where he had the opportunity to release his faith or to respond in faith, to act in faith. But clearly, it wasn't the faith of the friends that brought this man to healing. That man's own faith, he had to make his own choice. That man's faith had to be involved. We have to be involved. Our faith has to be involved in the things that we are receiving. It can't be somebody else's faith. I can't live off my pastor's faith. I can't live off the faith of my wife. I can't live off your faith. I have to have my own faith. And the good news is, each one of us who believes in Jesus Christ already has the faith of Jesus Christ invested in us. You've got more than enough faith. You've got everything you need. I just have to utilize it. I can't rely on the faith that's in someone else. I have to utilize it. But that being said, and again, we can go back and see that even when Jesus said, man, your sins are forgiven you, he wasn't healed until he made that faith step himself. So let's go back to the friends now, because the friends obviously were involved in this. Jesus was obviously, when you read this in the Amplified Bible, it makes it very clear that Jesus was touched by the faith that he saw that these friends of the paralytic had, the faith that they had in who Jesus was. And when you see the faith of these friends, this is where it should bring us to the place of understanding that when we do have faith, when we have prayers of faith for other people, it does have an impact. Let's be honest. If it wasn't for the faith of these friends, this paralytic would never have been in the position to receive what Jesus had for him. See, this is the power of our prayers of faith and our having faith when we pray for other people. You might look at someone else and say, well, you know, they have to make their own decision. It doesn't matter what I pray or how much I pray. They still have to make their own decision. So there's really no power in my prayer. That is absolutely the wrong way to look at it. You can see from this story the power that is in your faith and your prayers of faith for others. Because that man who was a paralytic, if it had not been for the faith of his friends, he'd have never been in that position. It was the faith of his friends that said, you know what? You can't get to Jesus yourself, but that's okay. We will get you there. It was the faith of his friends that fought their way through the crowd and would not relent. This is great faith of these friends. And these friends, it would have been easy to say, you know what? We can't get in. We're just going to have to wait out here and see what happens. You know, maybe the master will come out after he's done speaking, but we can't get you in. So we'll just have to wait out here. No, this is the faith of those friends. Faith that would not relent. They were going to get their friend in front of Jesus Christ because they knew they had faith. They knew that Jesus would heal their friend. So even when it was impossible to get into Jesus, their faith would not relent. He climbed up onto the roof of the house. They dug their bare hands. They dug through that roof and the tiles that were there. They dug through all of that to create an opening. And you know, you think about that, that's a rather large opening they had to make because the paralytic was in a bed. So they had to tear an opening in the roof big enough to get a bed down there and then figure out a way to lower the bed down in front of Jesus. That is faith that would not relent. It was the faith of the paralytic's friends that brought him to a place, that brought him to a position, that gave him the position, helped put him in the position where he could then receive, where he could then operate in his own faith. Look at it this way. That paralytic was weak. His weakness was he was not mobile. He was too weak. We don't even know where he was at faith-wise. Who knows where he was at faith-wise? He was too weak because of his infirmity, because of his paralysis. He was weak. He could not get himself in front of Jesus. But it was the faith of his friends that got him. This is the power of your faith in your prayers for others. When you're filled with faith for others, there's power in those faithful prayers. Because the faithfulness of your prayers will help bring the person you're praying for to a position of being able to receive. So think about the person that you're praying for. And you've been frustrated because you think, well, you know what? I can pray all I want, but they've got to make their own decision. And I've not seen any evidence that they have any inclination to change their minds. In fact, they're even turned away from God. Why am I even bothering to pray? That is the absolute wrong decision. Your prayers and your prayers of faith have great import, great power, and great impact upon them. If you believe that when you're praying, if you believe that there is power in those prayers, you will see God will move through those prayers to bring that person to the place, just like this paralytic, to bring that person to the place where they are in the position to be able to utilize their own faith, extend their faith. Jesus put that man in a position. He spoke to him directly, and he put him in a position where he could stretch his own faith, where he could demonstrate, act upon his own faith, because that man had to be involved. Even when Jesus, so moved by the faith of his friends, said, "Your sins are healed," he wasn't healed because he had to be involved. The faith of the friends couldn't get it done, but the faith of the friends could get him to the place, could position him to be able to receive that which Jesus has for him. Your prayers for others, your prayers of faith for others do have impact and do have power. Now, we can even look at this in another way. If you look in the book of Acts, in one of my favorite places in the Bible, and I draw strength from this all the time. In Acts chapter 3, and I've spoken about this here. In Acts chapter 3, we see that awesome story of the lame man that's being healed. In Acts chapter 3, verse number 1, it says, "Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom was laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called Beautiful. And he was asking for alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes upon him with John, Peter said," look at us. So Peter and John fix their eyes upon him. They are making direct eye contact. "So he gave them his attention." So in other words, he's looking back at them. He's making eye contact back, expecting to receive something from them. "Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and be healed.' And he took his right hand and he lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength." You know, you can see while seeing Peter and John about to go in, he asked for alms, and fixing their eyes upon him, Peter said, "Look at us." That's a whole bunch of verbiage in a very short amount of time that is talking about what takes place from the looking. Because Peter and John had faith. They had faith that Jesus could heal that man. That man was just looking for alms. He wasn't looking for healing. But he saw the faith inside of the eyes. He saw the faith in the eyes of Peter and John. And that stirred his faith. It stirred his faith so that he would stretch his faith, that he would act upon his faith and receive what Jesus had given to him. Now, the reason I bring up that story is because they see the same thing. If we go back to the story of the paralytic, not only did the friends' faith, not only was it their faith that brought him to a position, their faith in the goodness of God, standing with their friend, brought their friend to a position, put him in the position to be able to receive what Jesus had for him. But I can also assure you that that man who was the paralytic, he had to be inspired. In the same way that that lame man at the gate called Beautiful was inspired by the faith that he saw in the eyes of Peter and John, I'm sure that this paralytic man had to be looking at the faith of his friends who would not relent, who would not give up. He saw the faith of his friends to lower him in front of Jesus, and he had to be stirred in his own heart, stirred. So the faithfulness of his friends did two things. It stirred the faith of the man because that man's faith had to be involved. Their faithfulness, their faith, stirred his faith and helped prepare him to exercise his own faith. But their faith and trust in Jesus Christ also brought him who was weak to a position, to be in a position to receive what Jesus had for him. Listen, the person that you're praying for, the person that you are standing up with who needs to see a change, your prayers do make an impact. Your prayers make a difference. Your prayers have power in their lives. And when they're too weak to be able to position themselves to receive what Jesus has, your faith, your prayers of faith do two things. It's going to encourage and stir the faith that's in them. And it's also going to position them, because they're too weak to themselves, put themselves in position. Just like that paralytic, they can't get themselves there. Your faithful prayers will help position them to be in that place, positioned to receive the good things, the deliverance, the supernatural, the miraculous that Jesus has for them. Don't ever think that your prayers for others are powerless and meaningless. Jesus counts on us to be those faithful friends, to pray and to pray in faith for others, to impact their lives.